was lost when you found me here. You pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love. You gave me wings so I could fly, and gave me a song to color the sky. And all I have is all from you. And all I want is all of you. It's grace, your grace.
And your life will fall in the name of Jesus Christ. We took a reading from 1 Kings chapter 18 this morning, from verse 11 to 24. 1 Kings 18, from verse 11. Elijah was talking to the people of Israel. Is it 1 Kings 18? It's actually 24. 1 Kings 18. From verse 20 to 24. All right, so Ahab said unto the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long hath you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then followed Baal. And the people answered him not a word. Why is it that for that simple question there was no answer? If God be God, follow him. If it's the devil that is God, follow him. Why are you of two opinions? Why are you one step in, one step out? The Lord is addressing this question to you this morning, because there's somebody here who is of two opinions. You don't even know whether this God exists any longer. And why are we of two opinions? Number one, because we have not seen God in action. Some of us have not seen God in action. So when we bring you the message of deliverance, you begin to ask, is it true? Can it be true? Oh, it is true, you say. I don't think this thing is true. When they dangle before your eyes another opinion, another alternative, you are easily swayed. That's why some of us here still visit one Baba or the other. We have two opinions. Why are we of two opinions? Because the problem has defined solution. The problem has existed for so long a time, and it seems as if it will not go. Why are we of two opinions? Because you have come to the end of the road, and you think that the problem can no longer be solved. But I pray for you this morning, every one of you, including some of us on the altar here, who are facing very difficult problems, that the Almighty will deal with them this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Every problem that refuses to go as a foundation is not an ordinary problem. The problem the woman with the issue of blood had was not an ordinary problem. If it was ordinary, the first or the second doctor would have solved it. But she kept going from doctor to doctor, from hospital to hospital, from consultant to consultant. And the word of God said, even instead of her to get better, she was getting worse. That is not an ordinary problem. And you get to John chapter 5. The man that had been by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. Definitely, that man is of two opinions because of the length of time. All our problems today are either as a result, hammer from our father's house, if it's not from your father's house, it's from your wife's house. If it's not from your wife's house, it's from your husband's house. It's from, he has a foundation from somewhere. And that's the truth of it. Problems don't come from space. They must have a root. Your home may be when you got married. That's when your problem started. Your home may be when you moved to a new house. That's when the problem started. But definitely, it has a problem, and the problem will aspire to be in Jesus' name. Amen. The greatest problem comes when you replace God with another God. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, the word of God said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. Thou shalt not worship any other God." The greatest problem anyone can have is when you join yourself with an idol, with an altar. And that was the problem the whole of Israel had when they joined themselves with the altar in the house of Gideon. Gideon's father had an altar. And that altar was the nemesis of a whole nation. I told you that even in my own father's house, there's a room that we don't enter. I entered by error one day, and it was where they took the costume of the masquerade. I just found out that the masquerade, when it's time for masquerade will just come out. I don't know where it came out from. And at the end of the season, masquerade will land on somebody's on the roof and disappear. I did not know that it was the next room to my father's room. That's where the costume is. Every house, every family, especially if you are an African, we have such. But the Almighty that directed Gideon to break the altar of his father's house will help us this morning in Jesus' name. The starting point is to be aware that there's a problem. Like I said on Friday, a lot of us, we hide under the economy. Oh, is that economy that is bad? That's why I did not get work. It's the economy that is bad, so all the young men are afraid of getting married. That's why I'm still not yet married. It's the economy that is bad. That's why that land that I bought 10 years ago is still lying fallow. It's the economy. Whereas in that same economy, some are building houses, some are getting married, some are traveling abroad, some are doing great things. Your own is economy. But whatever it is today, God will answer you in Jesus' name. I want you to rise on your feet. Like I told them on Friday, most of the problem we are having is not our personal problem. It is an inherited problem. Gideon just fell into the problem. When the Midianites come, everybody begins to run. Midianites will not come when they are sowing, it is when they are harvesting. And the only thing the Midianites came to do in Judges chapter 6 is to take all the harvest. Somebody will run and hide. So Gideon also ran with them. He didn't know why. He just found out that since he has been born, since the day they born him, everybody has been running. It is also like that in some families. You find that you don't know why. It just shows you that premature death is there. You know that there's no name that is prominent. No name that is prominent. You find out that the best in their house is probably, they don't even finish school. You find out that the woman just got pregnant. All of them. I begin to wonder. If you trace it very, very well, there is something their father or their grandfather has done. That's why the first thing is to cry for repentance, for mercy. And I told them on Friday, even if you cannot cry for mercy for yourself, cry because of your children. Because the thing may not end on your head, though. It may be something that is you carry until it gets to the head of the children. but your case will never be like that. The word of God said that it is the fathers that are hitting the sour grape. Who is the teeth paining? It's the children that the teeth is paining. That's why you need to talk to the Almighty this morning and lift your voice and say, Father, please have mercy on me and my lineage. Go ahead and talk to the Almighty. Have mercy on me and my lineage. My lineage. Have mercy on us. All we need is your mercy. That's all we need, Lord. Please. Enough of this. Enough, Lord. Have mercy on us. Mercy covers a multitude of sin. We are clothed our sins. Our fathers have sinned. They have done it to idols. Some of them are babalawos. But have mercy on us. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. I wish you would pray. You are not from America. Even in America, they have idols. We have idols here. Our fathers were not clean. Please ask your mercy this morning. God is merciful. He is merciful. And the moment he has mercy, everything straightens out. Please ask for mercy this morning. Father, have mercy on me. Be merciful on me, Lord. Show me mercy. Show my children mercy. Show my lineage mercy. Show us mercy. If there is blood that has been shed in the land, Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy, my Lord and my God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Almighty will show you mercy. We will deal with you with mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ. The man of God continued as Elijah. He said, let us know your mind. Enough of two opinions. If God be God, let's serve God. He now gave them a test. You know the test. The God that answered by fire. Let him be God. And they said, it is well. It is well said. In other words, we accept the challenge. If you read, they said, it is well said. We take the challenge. Let us settle this case once and for all. That's what they are saying. If it is bad that wins, we will follow back. If it is the Lord God that wins, we will follow him. I'm praying to God this morning that finally the Lord will settle your case. And you will follow him in Jesus' name. How will you settle this case? Because the case has to do with altar. The first instruction he gave to Gideon, he said, even if you cannot do it by day, do it by night. Even if you cannot do it by night, do it by midnight. Make sure that altar is broken. And the moment the altar is broken, you are free. So the first thing we do this morning is to break every evil altar. Now, how do we break the evil altar? You see, you must rest on the unshakable word of God. Any prayer you raise or you pray that does not have the backing of God cannot work. You must use the word of God to pray. Jeremiah 23, verse 29 is our prayer bullet. It's a bullet. The Lord was saying somewhere, can you see it? Can you read it? Well, let's read it. It's not my word like a, say the Lord. It's not my word like fire. Is it not like hammer that breaks the rock? Did you know that the word of God was hammer before? Did you know that take everything. In other words, when you release the word of God as a hammer, every rock that he finds on the way, he breaks it down. So our first prayer point is to use the word of God as a hammer. Then we will now use it as a fire. The Lord answered like a hammer. The Lord answered like a hammer. Now listen, do you understand that now? You want to use the word as a hammer to break down every evil altar in your father's house. Don't forget in your wife's house too, if a man break through. Women, don't forget in your husband's house too. It may be that is the source of your problem. The Lord answered like a hammer. 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 Now take this and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the word is like a fire. Every altar of my father's house that is limiting my destiny, break them down. I am using your way. Every altar of my wife's house working against my destiny, break it now. The Lord has a hammer. Use your hammer to destroy every altar of my father's house that is working against my destiny. Come on, pray. 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 Altar of my father's house, be broken. 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 That altar of limitation to my father's house, broken now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We'll be a bit more specific. You see, listen to me. Where you are supposed to be, that's not where you are now. At the bank, where you look, the money you have, you are not even getting to where God wants you to be. And you are happy. They'll just let you go for a while. You won't go and jump. You won't be any. They have not allowed you to go to fulfill destiny. Pharaoh, until God broke their back. The first time Moses went to him, let my people go, that he said, I know not the Lord, and I will not allow you to go. The second time when God showed up, he said, go, but don't go far. Just be around there, I can see you. When the gaffer of God bent very well, he said, go, for leave your children. But when the Almighty showed up mightily, he was the one that told them, go, everything. The Lord will release you this morning. I said, that altar will break this morning. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every altar of limitation working in your life, break now. Pray. Pray more. Someone somewhere, you are still limited. Your business is still limited. Break now. That altar of limitation working in your life that does not allow you to reach where I told them here on Friday that there's no reason why a child of God should be barren.
The word of God says so, that none shall be barren in my house.
Even those that are not children of God, they have children. And I told them, even those that don't want children, they have children. Man and woman under the bridge,
they get belay.
Harlots, prostitutes that will waste a child is pregnant. Students that were bought that is not ready. House care, when you just do, you take, you do browsing, you know browsing, flashing, they call it, you go get belay. It can't be you when they marry, come put inside house, you come get belay, and you don't think, and you think it's the environment, it's government, have you? It's government that caused it. It's an altar in your father's house. That altar will break this morning. It doesn't have to do with children only. Barrenness is multi-purpose. When we are not fruitful at all, you lay your hands on something, it's not bringing forth fruit. It's barrenness. But that will end this morning. The Lord answering like a hammer. The Lord answered like a hammer. The Lord answered like a hammer. Look at you, madam. I'm saying something is a hammer. You are clear. Maybe one more. That's when we beg you to come for vigil. We have time during vigil. Now we don't have time. Poverty. You see, when an altar of poverty is reared against a person, it will walk and walk and walk. Nothing to show for it. Whereas other people will do the same kind of work. The same work that Gehazi, Elisha did and prospered. It's the same work the sons of the prophet did and entered the city. The same job, the same business. One prospered, one entered into business. So much business that they wanted to take away his two children. Then this morning, every spirit of poverty will disappear in Jesus' name. This is about a very you must feel this way very well, because in Allah, poverty yakekele. What I'm saying, yakekele, bad boy, you are not bad boy, you say me, Abi. In Allah, poverty, to bad boy, you don't let buy.
àwọn kékèké tí ò yẹ kó ti ẹ̀ ká sí ìrara ìwọ̀sí ẹ̀gbin á máa gorí ẹ̀
ẹ̀gbọ́n yóò bá níbẹ̀ yẹn èmi yóò gbé ìbò débẹ̀ mo rí pé àti jọ orí bákan náà.
Many people have problems in knacking down.
Smaller order problems will not come upon your head.
You see, when smaller problems come first, nobody can chase them. Is that not so? I mean, sorry, prosperity can chase them.
Headache. Prosperity will chase it now. Your car spoiled for road.
You can even leave it on the road and say, useless car.
Go and buy another one.
But when it's poverty that has knocked somebody down, little things that never used to come your way before will be coming. But this morning, in the name of Jesus, poverty will pack its load. How do you know that poverty is an altar? It's an altar when you walk and 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 nothing seems to be working. It's an altar when your salary, you know what poverty can do. So I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty. Every altar of poverty walking in my life, I'd like you to walk in the life of my children. Break now.
Let us pray that prayer.
Altar of poverty working in my life now. I'd like you to walk in the life of my children. Break now. Break now. Break now. Break now. Now altar of poverty that I have working in my life, I'd like you to work in my children's life. Break now. Break. You are not permitted to work again. Break. Break now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
That was in the time of Gideon. The altar broke. Gideon was free. But in the time of Elijah, the second part of the scripture was fulfilled. And that is the Lord that answered it by what? By fire. The two were combined together. Gideon used the one of hammer. Elijah used the one of fire. And then, if you look at the story of Elijah, when he was challenging the prophets of Baal, he said, take a bullock. He said, dress it. Put it upon the wood. Put no fire on it, but call down fire. They failed. But when he got to his own time, he repaired the altar. He took a bullock. He dressed it. He put upon the wood. There was no fire on it, but made it more difficult. He poured water. He did not tell them to pour water. He now poured water. He introduced other challenges. Why? So that they will be convinced that the Lord is the one to follow. Now on that altar, maybe your name and the name of your children have been written there. And they have tied it together with barrenness and with poverty. They just wrote those names of that family and they began to tie it together with everything. Fire will come down. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord answered by fire. Lord, answer by fire. Lord, lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, which problem you're not going to treat this morning? Must not go back home with you. Must not go back home with you. Pray that prayer. Consume them. Consume them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Lift up your right hand to Jehovah God.
And say, Father. In the name of Jesus. Every problem that will work out with me this morning. That has been working out with me every month. Let it come to an end now. By fire. Come and pray that prayer. Any problem that has been working out with me. That works out with me this morning. Don't let it go back home with me. Consume it by fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. Pray that prayer now. Pray that word. Problems are going. The fire of God will restore them all. Fresh blood is going. Deadness is going. Sickness is going. Sickness is going. Sickness is going. Barrenness is melting. Backward is going. Cancer is going. Kidney problem is going. It's going. It's going. It's going. By fire. 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 It's going. It's going. Backward. Go. Cancer. Go. Sickness. Go. 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 His purple is gone. Poverty is gone. It's gone. I can see it. It's gone. It's gone. Marital problem is disappearing. Come on, run away. By fire. 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 Yes. The prophet of Santaya. Yes! By fire! By fire! By fire! By fire! By fire! The prophet of Santaya. Walk out for that woman. Help me, help me, help me now. Come on. He's gone. He's gone. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That problem must not stay. That barrenness must stay. It must go. It must go. Ah. Yes, Lord. Yes, the answer is by fire. That prosper must not go away. That's right. Take it, 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 take it. The prosper must stand by you. Yes, Lord. Receive. Receive, Lord. By fire. By fire. Take it now. Take it now. Release, release, release. Take it now. The fire must stand by you. Yes, 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 yes. Kahaya, 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 kahaya. Thank you, Father. That's it. The universe is here this morning. Yes, my Father, my God. Barrenness is going. It's going. Prosperity is coming. That's it now. Thank you, my Father, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
I would have loved all of you to come to the altar. We can manage it.
come to the altar on Friday. Well, wherever you are, I want to decree. The Lord has instructed me to decree. And I'm decreeing from Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of his, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. I decree in the name of Jesus, proceeding from this altar, this very moment, I pronounce life upon you in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body that is threatening death, receive life in the name of Jesus. The word of God says that the tree of life is that you bear 12 manners of fruits and yielded a fruit every month. 12 manners of fruit. There was no month that there was not a new fruit. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, from now to the end of the month, of the year, there shall be good testimony every month in the name of Jesus. Barrenness is over for you. I said barrenness is over for you. Barrenness is over for you. In the name of Jesus. The word of God says, and the leaves of the tree were for the healings of the nation. I prophesy healing in every dimension. In the name of Jesus. And finally, in verse 3, he said there shall be no more curse. There shall be no more curse.
Listen to me, the Lord instructed me many weeks back and asked my wife, I told her, I said, when we finish praying, just lay your hands on your head 10 times. I say, I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. You know why? Because it's only blessing that can remove curse. Any prayer of deliverance that is not a prayer of blessing cannot remove curse. Because curse and blessing are opposite each other. So when a man is under curses and he leaves an anointed God and say you are blessed, that curse stops working. I lift my eyes to Jehovah this morning. And in the realm of the spirit, I lay my hands upon all your heads. And I say no more curse. I decree no more curse. I prophesy that you are blessed of the Lord. 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 You are blessed of the Lord.
Kingdom is near, you said. Ask and I'll give the name.
you, oh Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores, and the islands will see your light as it rises on us. You said, ask and I'll give the nations to you, oh Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us.
Lord, we ask for the nations to. Ask him tonight to put a nation on your heart.
Oh Lord, we ask for the nation. Oh Lord, we ask for the nation.
Give us the nations, we pray in Jesus' name.